Today, properties catch 22. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. I gave an extended interview the other day to Australian Broker, which is both a magazine and an online portal. And today they have published a short version of my conversation. The longer version will be out in print form in a few weeks. And I thought I'd just highlight the key points that they took out from the conversation, because it was actually quite a neat summary of my perspective with regard to the property market. This is what they said in the article. Despite the recent influx of positive reporting on the trajectory of the housing market, there remains a fundamental structural problem with the price of property in Australia, according to financial analyst Martin North. While the rising home values evidence from mid-2019 has been largely celebrated as an overtly positive trend, North has his doubts. It's not sensible to hope and assume prices will continue to go ever higher. House prices are very high relative to income. Actually, very high relative to any other measure you care to name, like GDP, he said. A recently released Demographia survey showed Australia has some of the most unaffordable property in the world. While Hong Kong and Vancouver claim the two top spots on the list, Sydney and Melbourne came right up there too. Further, we've got too much debt in our system, which is supported by debt that's difficult to repay even at low interest rates, says North. There is definitely a cap, in my view, on how much home price growth we should expect. And we'll see. The affordability concerns, which have dominated Australia for years, were again thrown into sharp relief by recent figures around hopeful market entrants. The latest data shows the first home buyer average loan is now $408,000 across Australia. That's the highest it's ever been, said North. That's massive for a first-time buyer trying to get into the market. Think about the income multiples that figure represents. That's maybe 8, 9, 10 times what many people make. It's an unsustainable position to be in. We cannot allow home prices to continue to run away. That will create a bigger problem for us later. And it's important to focus on the hard data amidst the sea of vested parties doubling down on their own rhetoric, North says. The banks want property prices to go higher because if they go lower, they have much more risk in their system and on their books than they want to admit, he explained. The Reserve Bank and Treasury both want prices to rise to create the wealth effect. If people feel more wealthy, which they generally do as prices rise, they go and spend more. Trying to bring prices higher is really the only lever they've got. However, according to North, it's a failed policy to bank the future of the economy on ever-inflated house prices with nothing else to support it. I come back to the fundamental reality of the ratio between debt and income, the ratio between debt and GDP, he said. We're in an unsustainable position. We're betting the farm on the property sector, and in my view, it's going to fall over at some point. It's just a question of how soon. So there you have it. I think quite a nice, succinct summary of my perspective with regard to the property market. And as I said in the interview, and as I say now, expecting home prices to continue to rise ever higher is probably a fool's errand. And reflect on this fact. If you do a calculation as to what the true value of property is, in other words, if you take the cost of land and construction and amenities, on average, property prices are still 40% overvalued relative to their long-term actual value. And that gap is the risk that we face. So I think we're in a catch-22 situation with regard to the property market. Prices are too high, and yet people want them to go even higher. This is not going to end well. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.